Hello
to everyone. We're in a world virtual lesson. The topic is men and women, divinity between them, the right competition between men and women in modern times. Hello to our friend here and to Rav Leitman. Hello. It's very interesting. I'm very happy that we have such an evening. Because this topic, now that it's such an important topic, we're not talking about in our lessons, in the meetings with men, but what is man and women, divinity between them? Usually it's man and woman. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, we move to our roots. Our roots are the Creator, which is Ish, man, and all the creatures, or the created beings, are as woman, that he needs to dwell in them, to clothe in them, to be revealed in them. So man and woman, it's clear, it's fine. It's Creator and created being, and what's divinity? That's already not so understood what needs to be there. So the connection, this mutual connection of understanding and love, as they're opposite, man, the Creator and the created being. And when they start to build between them something that suits one another, and for them to be in one adaptation, the Creator towards the created beings and the created beings towards the Creator. And then in the middle, between them, there's a sort of complementation, also a certain concession, also a certain resistance and contradiction between them. But then man and woman, divinity between them, because everything we attain is only one upon the other, from that resistance, from that contradiction, from that oppositeness. Otherwise, we don't differentiate between the two. Hence, man and woman are opposite one another, Creator and created being are opposite one another, and we need, in our work between us, to come to connection and love. Yes, well, let's see what the great Kabbalists write for us. So the first verse is from Zohar for All, Lech Lecha. All the souls of the world, which are the produce of the actions of the Creator, are all one. Above, it is still not apparent that they are male and female, until all the souls descend to the world in the forms of male and female, and each soul is male and female, connected as one. Yes, this is what we also need to see. From the relation between the Creator and the created being, as these forces come down in our world, so in our world, even though it's an egoistic world and we are all corrupted, all of us are created from the side of the ego, but nevertheless, in the reflection, the copy from above, we have qualities of the Creator and of the created being, seemingly. So this is how in our matter we are also divided to men and women. And all of this, as Bala Sulam says in the introduction to the study of the Ten Sefirot, it seems to me that in item 80 or something like that, so he says that all those inclinations, tendencies, measures that we have in this world, both as men and women, all of that is in us so that we will work with them, and from the connection between us come to, in the right relation between us as we connect in our study, know how to learn how to connect correctly to the Creator. So man and woman, divinity between them, needs to be both below, eventually, in the end of correction, and also it needs to be above, between all the created beings, the creatures that are connected in such a manner with the Creator. Yes? The second excerpt is from Zohar for All, Bereshit Bet. He created them male and female, meaning that any form in which there are no male or female is not a high form as it should be. Wherever you do not find a male and female together, the Creator does not make his abode there. There are blessings only in a place where there are male and female. As it is written, and he blessed them and called their name man on the day when they were created. It is not written, and he blessed him and called his name man, teaching you that he is not called even by the name man unless a male and female are together. Because it's impossible for us to have the possibility to identify the Creator, to touch Him, to connect to Him, if we won't be connected from Tchar and Nukva, male and female, all of us. And only in such a manner we will be able to notice in Him also the relation, the attitude towards the giver and the receiver. Each of us, if we're talking about the Creator and creation, also in the Creator there needs to be seemingly male and female, both to receive and to give, and with us as well. In the creatures, there needs to be the quality of receiving and the quality of giving. And then in such a mutual manner, only in that way, we have the communication, the mutual connection between us, and that's how we come to connection and perfection and adhesion. Yes, Kulman asks. There's a question from a woman in Naria. What's the mutual work between men and women in the group that will advance us to man and woman divinity between us? Rav says, no, we don't have common work in the group. We have common work in the fact that we operate not between us, but outside of us. In disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah outside the building of the study, but not within the group. In all the sorts of jobs that you can do with women, except for the connection, the spiritual connection. Because spiritual, we can only do men with men and women with women. And when we complete this work between us, then we will start to feel how we have the ability to connect men with women and women with men, as this will be already the connection above reason. Meaning there won't be connection on the level of animal in receiving and giving, on the degree where the will to receive is, but rather on the degree of the desire to bestow, where we will not differentiate, but only in those spiritual forms that each one will have. So also in women there will be man and woman, and in men there will be women and men, and those qualities, and that's how we will connect. Yes. The groups of women from Naria are asking, in the common work of the men and women in the group, from Israel, the women are asking, what is the practical connection in the tent of a woman, and what do we need to hasten to implement it? We learn from the Torah that there was a connection between women, and we also know that I've told you about this not once, that Rabash, who said to build a group of men, made sure that there would also be a women's group, and that they would gather once a week and read the article that he wrote, and made sure that it would happen, and for it to be observed. My wife certainly remembers that she used to participate, and she was very active at that. What I'm trying to say is, for the time being, we have to exist in such a way. But later, when we rise above our will to receive, we might already be able to feel that we can intermingle and work together. For the time being, we can only do it in this way. The women group and the men group, and in dissemination outside of us, we can work together. Yes. Verse number 3 from the study of Ten Tzfirot, volume 3, part 8. Zeranpin and Nukva of Atzilut are considered as one in collaboration, because although the Nukva is all Gvurot, Nevertheless, the entire perfection of Zeranpin depends on its connection with her. And the light of Ein Sof does not dwell upon Zeranpin unless it is during its connection with Nukva. Hence, they are one in collaboration, and the light of his unification is present only when they are in collaboration between them. This is a very important thing also, that Zeranpin and Nukva, which are the upper roots of ours that are in collaboration, we too need to long for that. And Nukva is completely Gvurot. It's a great will to receive. That's why it's correct, and creation wouldn't be without that. And the male is seemingly more with an inclination towards the Creator, towards spirituality. But there cannot be, unless they're in complement between one another. We can see this also in our life, that we can identify everything on the background of what is opposite it, on such a contrast, black upon white, white upon black. Same here. If we want to emphasize our qualities, we have to be together. Meaning, I want to show myself towards the Creator, I can do show this only upon the female. The woman wants to present herself before the Creator, she can only present it upon the male. And this is how we need to work. Of course, this is work that is not yet between us at the moment, but we need to prepare ourselves for this work. The fact that it's written that there's nothing attained unless it is through a thing and its opposite, then we can also learn on ourselves that only in the opposite from us, as we see ourselves with the reflection upon the feminine side. And that's how women can also learn themselves, only if they see it upon the reflection upon the male part. And also when we reach the Creator, so towards Him we differentiate ourselves towards Him and Him towards us. This is why we are obligated to come to a corrected connection in the male group, a corrected connection in the female group, and then in that mutual connection between this with that of those two groups, in order to complete ourselves with the Creator. Yes. There's a question from here, from Israel. There are women that feel a great necessity in the work in the ten, and there are those who feel like the work in the ten is less suitable to them. Is there an alternative to the ten for the woman? Rav, yes. A woman in general, Rabash was not concerned with tens for women. All the women of all the wives of all the men were together. They just joined to hear the article, and they didn't even talk between them, because there were many. There were maybe 30 women that would gather in the evening. I think it was on a Wednesday. We would gather on the Thursdays. And this is why I don't think that there's a matter of tens. And it's not worthwhile to take such examples from the men. It's not exactly suitable to the characteristics of a woman. And you can see that men hug between them and feel themselves as if it's truly, they're close to each other. Men in general have an inclination towards, a tendency to sit together, drink beer and all that. Women have this much less. Each woman is existent seemingly on her own. It's like a world of its own. This is why I don't think that it has to be this way, that we need to be drawn so much to women tens, but to be together, nevertheless, in improving themselves towards the tendency to one kli, one with the women and the men, that yes. A question from Lord. When a husband and wife are both on the same path, is there a difference in discernments for the husband and wife in that? Rav, I don't think that that needs to be too much either. But here and there, whenever they're there, meeting at home, but with our work, with our engagements in our studies, it's almost, there's almost no place for this. That's why there's a place for it in the men group, and there's a place for it in the women's group, through the phones, through all the different forms of connection, but not in a frontal manner between man and woman. So what's the corrected connection in a women's group? What's the recommended connection in a women's group? Corrected? Corrected? No, we won't talk about that yet. Now, for the time being, study, hearing the morning lesson to the extent that it's possible, the morning lesson, participate between them in some kind of mutual connection, and read what's written, let's say, on Twitter, on Facebook, and follow our materials. The main thing is absorbing the materials. Mirjana is asking from the virtual group in Africa. As the role that we have in dissemination to implement the essence of wisdom of Kabbalah in different places without any connection to Kabbalah. Yes, we need to say hello to our friend there. We need to try at the moment to just disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah. That's the main thing. It's more important to us than our groups that we are gathering, or where women gather. It's best that we now, as much as possible, disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah everywhere we are. We could see here from São Paulo, from Kharkov, Bogota, Kiev, Africa, Krasnodar, Dnepropetrovsk, Dnepr, and more and more, Almaty. There are many places. We have many women friends all over the world. It's best for us to really think of dissemination. And Gilad? Yeah, verse number 4 from Rabash Records, discernments in states. A man and a woman, if they were rewarded, divinity is between them. We should ask, if they are opposite, how can there be peace between them? It is specifically when one becomes worthy, meaning he inverts reception into bestowal, called receiving in order to bestow, then there is peace between them. Otherwise, they're in dispute, or that one yields before the other. And the matter of yielding is not regarded as love in wholeness, for the one who yields always waits for when he will regain the power of control. So now I would want to ask a question for a workshop. So you will sit somehow in a circle between you and talk. How do you think it's possible to have the right connection between women and women, men and men, but between the women and men and women? How will we arrange it in such a manner that we will come to a balance between us all together, so it will be some sort of a circle or even a globe, a sphere, and then we will be able to address the Creator? Please, a few minutes, do a workshop.
How will we organize it like this so we'll feel equality? That we feel a circle, sorry. How do you think the right connection between women and women, between men and men, between men and women? It's obvious that we need more and more
לאפשר לגברים
להתחבר. To allow the men to connect between them. This is the beginning.
זה הגוף הכי קרוב.
Because it's the closest body to Rav and to the other Kabbalists, and this is what we need to develop. And between us, we need to understand how we give force, power to each other, and we keep the desire of each other and the correct direction in order to realize it.
What is the correct connection? So we just heard Rav talk about it. And what I understand and what we should realize is, first of all, to annul ourselves and give the man the ability to connect between themselves, because by nature they are supposed to connect and build their spiritual connection in order to pull the light. And women have the same goal, but differently. A bit different from the men, and this is the opposite of man. According to her nature, she doesn't have the tendency to connection. And we need, above our nature, to annul ourselves and let the Creator influence us, bestow us, and support one another and support the man.
Day to day, it's more and more clear the discernments about women's work and men's work. It's very encouraging. I think that women need a network of support, a network of security, to feel the warmth between them. So their work needs to be with a more social color and connected more to the goal. I think that the more that the connection between women is more warm and less trying to copy men's work, suddenly they will suddenly feel what does it mean to support the men. At the moment, for many women, it's not very clear. They're very occupied in copying and trying to connect, and many actions that are not natural for them. So there's what we have something to look forward to.
Yes, we should separate between what we imagine should be and what we feel, that from one hand the nature pushes us as women to be gentle and connect everyone and connect our friends and between us, and that everyone will feel here at home and that everyone will have a place of our own. But we should do that in a way that it's for exterior. It's not towards myself, but towards the goal of connection, of correction. And we should give a place in our tenth and in Israel and in the world, a place for them to exercise it. And we should try to learn from the scripts what is a woman, and direct it to the right place.
I didn't see a connection between men. The best way to connect is dissemination. I didn't see any kind of connection, any other kind of connection. Every woman is very individual, very special, very different from another. Women can work together, really support each other. Doesn't matter what role each one has, there's definitely a equality in the team. It's felt, and all the force of the woman is expressed there. There's not enough place in the family to our children are all the humanity. We have a huge potential in the women, in our women. This is the direction. This is where we will fly. There's a space for everyone. There's no competition, no jealousy, just huge joy and huge inspiration from each other. That this will happen. I think this is what's in front of us.
I think what to express that I also feel that women should feel all the sorrow in the world and should feel how the world is waiting for correction, and we feel that everyone is like our children, and this way we can raise above our nature and feel how much the connection between us is actually very important. And if we build this vessel, then we can approach the man from the will in order to have goodness in the world and love in the world, and that they will feel what is, the world will feel what is security and what is love in the family, and the man will feel that this is what we want, and they will be able to ask that from the Creator.
We look at ourselves as a system. Women, when they're doing the dissemination role, they receive the desire of humanity, and they bring it to the upper one. The upper is the connection between the men, the studies, the connection with Rav, connection with the Creator, and they get from them what they understand from them, how they can help the humanity advance. If we see this as a system, there's a place for a connection between us, which is derived from other roles. There's many expressions of warmth and connection and support. We have to, because otherwise we won't succeed. But these things come from the force of seeing our role.
It seems what can mostly be a bad feeling between a man and a woman is when the man feels that the woman is not satisfied. And we have in the group a group of friends, and the woman is always surrounded by this friend. And the second thing that the women have is the dissemination. So what we should do is connect between the friends and forward it. And what a woman should feel is that she have a goal she has, and what she needs to feel is that she is in the correct place. And a woman cannot fulfill the man better than what he will receive from the group of men and from Rav. And that's why our work cannot always be one in front of another, because we cannot fulfill what the group fulfills. So we need to support each vessel so it will be realized what the Creator wants it to be realized like. And we feel that the world pushes us in order to find the exact dissemination. It's 2019. It really feels like we need to.
We're moving to verse number 5 from Assorted Counsels. The essence of peace is to connect two opposites. Hence, if you see one person who is completely opposite to your opinion, and you think that you will never be able to make peace with him, or when you see two people who are completely opposites to one another, do not say it's impossible to make peace between them. On the contrary, this is the essence of peace, to try to make peace between two opposites. Rav, meaning, once again, we are talking here today not how much we need to be close to one another, but rather how much there are distances between us. And this is really true, because prior to trying to connect, we need to know what kind of differences there are. And there's nothing in the difference between what's in a man or what's in a woman, and what's similar between them, but rather it's all opposite. And specifically, this oppositeness needs to enter against one another and to bring to the perfect connection. Therefore, he's telling us in the essence of peace is to connect two opposites, specifically the two opposites, and it can't be that there will be peace in any other way, but rather when we discover how opposite we are to one another. And then, if you are listening to the morning lessons somewhat, you already learn that we are studying how to connect between us through subjugation. Subjugation, that's the magic word here. That's the cipher, the key to our success in connection, where each subjugates himself towards the other, and then by this, by subjugating each himself, we learn how to subjugate one to the other. I subjugate myself towards the woman subjugates herself towards me, and then we both surrender, subjugate, and the connection between us all together comes out as a preparation for a connection with the Creator. Look at what's happening here. Something very interesting and very special. The differences between us, the oppositeness between us, where each will have to give up, to concede, does not really lead us to connection, but rather to preparing the place for the connection with the Creator, the third one. This is what we call man and woman, divinity between them. And this is then what we have to be drawn to. Let's now do a workshop and talk about how we make a connection between us, man and woman, and divinity between them, out of the man being opposite from the woman being opposite the man. They're working on themselves in order to seemingly connect, but the connection will not turn out between them until the Creator enters between them. And then it'll be He who makes peace in the heavens will make peace upon us. We don't make the peace. We also see in our world how our ego is growing, and to the extent in which it grows, we emerge from the degree of animal. We already 100 years ago emerged from the state of animal during the times of Bala Sulam, and now we're in the degree of speaking. In the degree of speaking, we can't compliment one another in an earthly manner. Rather, we need the Creator. Hence, man and woman, divinity between them, the Creator completes between us. We can only come to a state where each nullifies himself towards the other. And by that, we prepare the place, the room for the Creator to be revealed. And then it already includes the connection between the three of us. I, her, and the Creator. I, the group, and the Creator. I, my friend, and the Creator. Without that, no. That's called He who makes peace in the heavens, which is the name of the one who makes the peace. He makes peace between us. Until He clothes, there will be no connection between us. Hence, one who wants to come to the right connection, to the right family, to the right life in connection, has no choice he must study how we draw the Creator to the connection between us, so he will be as the third partner. Please, how do we do this? Please talk about it. A few minutes workshop.
I think this is how we started. We have the privilege to be here in an immense group of women and men, and we can imagine that we are one of one soul, and we need to take care of this soul. And this mutual care of the soul and the growth of it together, we can reach this certain form where the Creator can be. And the men and the women come from an opposite direction, and they can give one another an example of annulment and importance of the goal. And that's it.
Yes, it reminded me of the beginning, man, woman, and Creator between them. Creator and the creature are opposites. So as much as we can try to connect and make efforts to connect, until the Creator won't come between us, and nothing will happen. What we can do is only pray and try to connect and the efforts, but in the end of the day, whoever finalizes everything is the Creator. And like we heard, the men are doing their work, we do our work, and at the end of the day, the Creator comes between us and completes the circle and completes the work.
How do we do it? We need to agree to a little bit of misery. We need to agree that it's not easy, it's not always pleasant, and when you want something and there's someone in front of you that wants something else, and you need to come to a decision, and you need to come to this submission that you rely on the Creator, and it's a very interesting work, and we feel it in the groups, in these teams that they are together, the men and the women, and you feel the different approach of the men and the women, and I feel that this is a very special time. That this is a right.
Maybe we need to actually start with the importance and of this. We need to be prepared, Avivit said, we need to be prepared to suffer a little bit in order to agree for submission. It needs to be important for us. It has to be something above everything that I have in my life, everything in my area, in all the area. Our environment. It needs to be a mutual guarantee between us, sarvut between us, that we would give the greatness of this, of the goal, and then we will push each other, constantly push each other to the goal. Then we will reach the wall, and the shot will come out. But beforehand, I don't know how.
I think that in our vessel there's already rape, because we suffered so much and we insisted so much, and the upper force there's this sweet sour in it, because we come to this end that we can submit ourselves, and there's a suffer, but it's a sweet suffering. So we need to rely on the Creator, because there's enough clarification that we can come to one level and succeed.
We're going to move to verse number 6 from Bala Sulam. Ol Habayu. Ima, mother, comes from the word omenet, nursing, a nurse, and rearing. Since the drop comes from the father, and the mother nurses and rears the drop, and divides into parts and organs, flesh and skin. All this work and multiplication is only from the mother. For the father gave her only a tiny drop, and with her craftsmanship, she fashioned it into a complete human being. It is for this craftsmanship that she is called Em and Ima, mother. This is really all the force that a woman can be soft, caring, without compromise, where she's constantly thinking just how to raise life and develop it and care for everyone, also in the family and in general. This is why, if we're talking about the good future that we hope to have, we need to use that quality that's in a woman and a man does not have. A man is destructive. He's not thinking about the tomorrow so much. A woman is much more caring and thinks in such ways. Just like we read now from Bala Sulam, that Ima, mother, is from the word a nurse and a rearer, meaning this is something we need to use, this quality. Where, though in our world today there are some distances from the roles of a man and woman in general, in families and in all the different places, we need to use the force of the woman for the sake of the correction, because men don't have the same strengths, the same forces and tendencies by which we could also grow and raise and care for the next generation. This is why the women's participation are very important to us in the whole process that we're going through. And now the question for the workshop, a short workshop: how can we use the force of the woman who is caring and nursing, so that we will have a better generation growing for us? How will we use this women force so that we will have a better generation grow and a more successful generation grow? Please.
So we will also use it through dissemination, education for dissemination, and also that we will grow our children with the new knowledge that only through connection we can come to a better world. That also the children will, from the early ages, will feel that only with the connection between them they can reach any goal, and only through this come to a better state.
It's interesting that there are researches that talk about boys who study together in a group, they have lots of competition, and girls have less. And then their achievements in mathematics and biology are very high. But what do they tell us, these researchers, that there is something in the nature of a woman that doesn't like competition. It's more relaxed. And if we, in our path, together with the wisdom of connection towards the world, we can bring a true change. which is also from up down and from down to up, and also throughout the dissemination, of course.
First of all, the biggest question, but children learn from example, and the new generation learns from example. And now, what does our generation learn from? Oh, I'm choking. It's hard for me to say what this generation is learning. The next generation, if we are in this... if we need this connection between us, this closeness between us, above the ego that grows, it's not about we are all the time in an effort. The whole kli, the whole vessel is in an effort to realize love above everything that all the time resists it. This is what the next generation feels. This is what it gets from us. And this we need to continue. And it won't come and say there'll be connection between us. It's not a kibbutz. I grew in a place where I felt all the time that people want to realize this principle of love thy neighbor as yourself. And if and so they will grow with this desire.
כפי שהורים דואגים לבנם, שואלת סינתיה ממקסיקו.
Cynthia from Mexico is asking, just like parents care for children, how do we have to care for humanity? We mostly need to care for humanity by engaging in dissemination. We have materials, we need to process this and disseminate. We have no more. We also don't have time for anything else. We mainly need, because the world which is deteriorating from day to day, against it, we need to engage in dissemination as much as possible. And if men must work in tens and to connect themselves in the ten more, then women specifically are more meant for dissemination. A question from Ifrat. How do we strengthen the women on the path? Lately, many are weakening and leaving the path. What should we do? First, we need to see how much we are advancing. I think this is very good and nice advancement, and see, according to the last few lessons, that we're operating according to a plan, and we couldn't do so prior to that, to open this process that we're now beginning, because we weren't ready for it. It's not that we decide when we feel like starting to work, let's say, in subjugation and disclosure of the Creator in the right way and in a practical way, in the connection between us. But the fact that now we are starting, we couldn't do so prior to that. If someone doesn't want and doesn't think that that's the purpose of her life, please, she can leave. It's up to her. But we really are entering now into a very serious period of time in our internal life. But this has to be also with this external, strong external dissemination. The next question, how is the work of subjugation expressed? Is it concession towards someone? Who is the subjugation of exercise towards? And what does it depend on? Subjugation is towards, mostly towards the Creator, as all that we receive in our lifetime comes from Him, that there's none else besides Him, and we need in such a manner to decide that we only have one root and we work towards it. And if we want to know more, then please, we already have four morning lessons that we've been through on the topic of subjugation, and we're continuing with this. Oli is asking, does the incorporation in the society hasten times? Rab, only integration in the society hastens times, but besides hastening times, there's another matter, which is softening times, mitigating times, which occurs more through dissemination. A question from Nahariya. How can we attribute to the Creator the criticism that awakens in me towards the friends, and what should I ask or do? Rav. I must erase, both men and women must erase every criticism that awakens in me. It's written about that. They have eyes, yet they see not. They have ears that they hear not. Because we need to understand that that's how the Creator is playing with us in order to bring us to subjugation. How to strengthen one another in spiritual work. Give an example. Only a good, beautiful example. No more than that. How to awaken the quality of the woman, the softness and the concern for the future with women on the outside. Rav, on the outside, we have nothing to awaken. We don't engage in that. On the outside, we just spread our materials in an informative manner only. A question from Lizzie from Tulancino. I want to increase my deficiency. What should I do? The correct deficiency is increased only through using it together with my friends in dissemination. A question about dissemination. Do women need to integrate into general dissemination, or should they open a dissemination channel for women? Rav says both. There's no prohibition for dissemination to be participated by men and women, but wherever they think that it'll be more beneficial. A question from Christine from Germany. What's the most important thing that a woman can do towards the wisdom of Kabbalah, the friends, and all the people, and the family? Strengthen everyone, bind between everyone, and disseminate. A question from Petach Tikva. How can the female force get rid of anti-Semitism and this phenomenon? Only through broad dissemination, mostly amongst Jews, meaning about the reason and what Israel is for and what their fate is and their role, we can explain to everyone what the reason for anti-Semitism is and what's happening in the world, and why specifically through the explosion of anti-Semitism the world actually comes to correction. We just need to know how to join to this great anti-Semitism, our connection between us, which is great. What's the process that you see to bring women through our dissemination to the fact that connection is the solution? What's the date? Oh, the process that women on the outside will be led. We have an explanation. It's through the information, informative explanation, that connection between us contributes the solution, and that's why we're coming to the same solution, but through a world war. A question from Petach Tikva. How should I not look for deficiencies in my husband, but influence him with the importance of the goal? That is above reason. I'll tell you. We already talked about this also today now in this lesson, on this discussion that we've had. That the main thing in all of this is concession. What happens with all of us, we don't yet know how this happens. But all that is happening to each and every one and to all of us together moves from the Creator, from there's none else besides Him. And we don't have, none of us has a personal calculation that He's to blame for something. Therefore, the concession is not towards the husband or the wife or towards something that we're doing. The concession is towards the Creator, that I need to subjugate my head and to say, it's all from above. And I accept everything which it comes from, there's no else besides Him. It doesn't matter that it cascades through my husband or through my wife or through someone else, but rather it's all only from the Creator. He's the source of everything. I subjugate myself and want through that subjugation to reach adhesion. There are many more questions that I haven't managed to prepare yet. So we're going to continue with something, yes? What remains for us to do? Yes? Please. So we're going to read excerpt number 7 from Zohar for All. The portion is Vayera. Abraham did not rely on himself at all, since he always saw divinity in Sarah's abode, that it did not move from there. And because divinity was there, Abraham relied on her and said, "She is my sister." This speaks of the male and female side, how the male side cannot examine itself, its deeds, its direction, if he won't be connected to the female side in it. That's Abraham and Sarah. This is why the connection for men is a necessary connection. We also know that in every single family between us, so men rely more on the woman. They ask the woman, and it's best to ask the woman in order to do something, to go for some business or some engagement, to open something, to buy something. Always the woman force is more balanced, more healthy. And that's why it's not just like that it's written, listen here to what Sarah says. Because the qualities of a woman and her attitudes towards life is what's lacking in a man, and certainly it's worthwhile for us to behave this way. That's why it's written that Abraham didn't rely on himself at all, because he saw divinity always in Sarah's abode. So let's try to understand, men, that divinity is in Sarah's abode and not in Abraham's abode. Therefore, on behalf of the men, I'm saying it's worthwhile for us to hear the voice of the woman, and truly this will protect us and help us make less mistakes in our lives. Yes? A question from Kiev. Do we need to start a women organization? If so, what are the conditions for this? I think so. The question is just, I wanted many times to talk about this. I talked about it several times. The problem is, and I hope that women will forgive me, but when we start to erect a women organization, we stumble upon all of a sudden that they're engaged only where each cares why the other is more or why am I less and so on. And there isn't so much peace between them, calm and an inclusive decision making. That's why we've left such a thing. If you think that you can erect a healthy women organization where the decisions, the connections will be above this whole matter of petty, primitive pride that each has in this world, then certainly it's possible, and I will support it with all my heart. Yes. To continue that, she's asking, what needs to be the purpose of a women organization, and what is the main actions that they do? We talked about this 1,000 times. The main role for them to do, goal, is for them to disseminate, which will lead us to the essence, to the goal, as fast as possible, and of course dealing with all the problems that are ready for us along the way. That's one thing. The second thing I want to say is that really the time has come that we will really think and do this. It's just under the condition that women will be able to somehow come to a summary between them. I think that the women organization needs to be, but with having also maybe two men standing at the head of them, maybe let's say these two men who are sitting here with me, Kolman and Shadmon, that can also be involved in all those things and can also be mediators between the men management and the women management. That's a possibility, that's a very good thing. So we talked today about the subjugation, which is the main thing that we learn now also in the morning lessons, the men. I really hope that you will see these lessons. It's an opening for the spiritual world. We have not learned such important material ever. But 4 days ago we started it, the topic of subjugation, and we will continue until we truly reach its implementation. So please, let's together go towards this. This is one thing. The other thing, we are towards the holiday of Purim. And in the holiday of Purim also, I won't talk in the holiday itself, but I want to say now, also in that we have the great hero, the Queen Esther, who operates out of concealment. And the whole holiday is after her name. The scroll is named after her. And she is actually the one who saved the whole nation from destruction, from the hands of Ahasuerus and Haman. Hence, we need today too to remember her, and especially on this day of March 8th. All these good things came through a woman, and we, the men of Bnei Baruch, truly hope that we too will have miracles occurring to us through you, our dear women. And with that, I want to say to you, so long, goodbye, succeed, may only have the best for you from all my heart. L'chaim.